You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial?
Bleeding hearts of the world unite! Ow! Solid nutcracker!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. Don't forget, you can subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcasts and get new Roundup episodes dropping in your feed as they come in. Just go to wherever you get your podcasts from and subscribe. You can also stop by ChristmasPodcast.com and find the links to all the podcasts I talk about. Now, let's get you up to date about the new episodes that dropped in the past couple of weeks.
He ain't late. Didn't even break his concentration.
These are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of April 17th through the 30th. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on April 18th titled, Why You Must Start Preparing in April for a Successful December. Liam and Ness will start preparing ideas now that will save you time, money, and stress for when Christmas rolls around. They have a surefire tip on how to stay organized and keep track throughout the year on what you need to do to ensure Christmas Day is the best day ever. They also discuss Christmas fails and uncover when the shops get it so wrong. It may be April, but it's never too early to start talking about all things Christmas on Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on April 18th titled, How You Doin' with Benji Pearson. Join Chris and Chris as they chat and play some games with longtime contributor Benji Pearson about all things Christmas and New York City. Tis the podcast had an episode on April 19th titled, That's Right, Bam Bam, Everyone But Fred. A Flintstones Christmas Carol. The elves and I have a good time talking Wisconsin, the classic Christmas made-for-TV movie, A Flintstones Christmas Carol, and unpopular Christmas takes. A cozy Christmas podcast on episode on April 19th titled An Easter Carol by Charles Dickens with guest Gina D'Alfonso. The long-awaited overdue Easter episode is here, and since the Eastern Orthodox Church apparently doesn't recognize Easter until May 2nd, Art guesses it's still early? Anyway, Art has author and blogger Gina D'Alfonso on to talk about Dickens's The Life of Our Lord, and they end up chatting about A Tale of Two Cities. Though he doesn't mention it in the podcast, he thinks Tale of Two Cities might qualify as an Easter carol. A great story to read every year at Easter time. Art also finishes reading The Life of Our Lord and offers up a new book recommendation, Christmas, a biography by Judith Flanders. Christmas Clatter Podcast had an episode on April 20th titled, I'll Put a Whole Cookie in My Mouth. Chris with a C from Christmas Time in the City Podcast joins Todd to discuss the future of Christmas content on YouTube. As usual, the conversation goes off the rails a tad. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on April 20th titled, Prince and Another Lonely Christmas with Carrie Brown. Dig, if you will, this podcast. Carrie Brown from the Tis the Podcast group and Jerry are talking the purple one. Purple Rain? Definitely. Raspberry Beret? Perhaps. Another Lonely Christmas? To the max. So grab your heels, puffy shirt, and guitar, wrap yourself in a purple coat, and listen to this delirious episode. Santa by the Minute Podcast had an episode on April 21st titled Minute 56, Things That Go Bump in the Night Before Christmas, featuring Carrie K. Heim. Joe knocks over a lamp and wakes up Cornelia, who catches Joe and Santa in her living room. Plus, wondering where Cornelia gets her toys from, and why she would even ask Santa for toys anyway. Noticing all the premature John Lithgow photos in the background. Santa being a bit of a jerk in the books. John's all-knowing Santa theory starts to fall apart, or is Santa just bad with names? And Carrie K. Heim's comments on the ugly Christmas tree in this minute. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 56 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. 'Tis the Podcast had an episode on April 22nd titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 12, Christmas Wrapping, as read by Scarlett Alexandra of Netflix Miss Podcast. It's the 13th official installment of Another Christmas Story. Scarlett Alexandra of the always amazing and hilarious Netflix Miss Podcast will read to all of you Chapter 12 of Anthony's tale entitled Christmas Wrapping. Within this chapter, we'd switch back to the perspectives of Joey Nazario and Mary Holiday as they cross paths again for the first time in the decade since their Christmas Eve blowout. Scarlett truly raised the bar in this episode with her incredible reading of this chapter, and make sure to stay through the end credits to hear some hilarious bloopers of her recording as well. The Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on April 24th titled Jingle Bells, Batman Smells. After last episode's wonderful rendition of Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Jack revisits the song to learn a bit about its origins, and Robin sings some of the numerous versions of the song. He has a fantastic quiz about the book A Christmas Carol. It's your chance to find out if you know as much as you think you know about the great classic. Then Jack looks at Bugs Bunny's Looney Tunes Christmas Tales, which is three Christmas stories, one of which is perhaps the laziest version of A Christmas Carol Jack's ever seen. This episode's recommendation is Advent Calendar House, hosted by Mike Westfall. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on April 24th, titled Christmas Collections. It's the 2021 season. Ricky and Mary start with talking about the fan favorite topic of Christmas music in a new series called Christmas Collections. In this episode, Rick Stoneburner shares his love and experience collecting hundreds of Christmas music CDs. Holly Jolly Xmasu Podcast had an episode on April 24th titled Takeuchi White Christmas Drum Drum Drum. To celebrate his one-year anniversary, Scott will be discussing Jimmy Takeuchi and the Exciters' White Christmas, Drum Drum Drum. Their Jingle Bells has been part of his intro from the start. Season's Eatings Podcast, an episode on April 25th, titled Reisengrod. Rice puddings are found in nearly every area of the world. Nothing describes comfort to Glenn than a warm bowl of sweet, sticky rice pudding. This is why the Danes love to have rice pudding during Christmas. As well as tasting delicious, their rice pudding is filled with stories of mischievous gnomes, medieval spices, and the Empress of France. So grab a spoon and get ready for the history and the origin of this creamy Danish favorite, Reisengrod. Mary Britsmith's podcast had an episode on April 25th titled Jingle Bell Rocks, Yule Logs, and Leisure Centers. In his April episode, Adam takes a little look at 90s British leisure center sitcom, The Britta's Empire, explores a range of British covers of the classic Jingle Bell Rock, and discusses the history of the Yule Log and how it relates to British tradition and culture. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast had an episode on April 25th titled Christmas Goes to the Oscars with Alonzo Duraldi. Tim has author, film critic, and podcaster extraordinaire Alonzo Duraldi on the show. And in honor of this Christmas movie expert joining him, the show is going to be all about Christmas movies. They talk about Christmas movie snacks, Christmas movie tropes, and a discussion of Christmas movies at the Academy Awards, and even gives out a few awards of their own. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on April 25th titled Bonus, Iron Chef America, Ghosts of Holiday Ingredients Past with Glenn Warren from Season's Eatings. The boys take the podcast international with Glenn Warren from the Season's Eatings podcast to discuss their first ever reality competition show episode, Ghosts of Holiday Ingredients Past from Iron Chef America, available on Hulu. Can they cook up a Christmas classic, or will this episode be headed for the garbage disposal? Other topics include Canadian versus American Christmas, Beaver Tales, Elton Brown's Look, Cooking Stuff, Plating, William Shatner, Sam the Eagle, and Glenn dispels some reality TV myths. Jingle Jink podcast had an episode on April 25th titled Who Sang It Better? The guys' guest, May Lee, brings them three very famous Christmas songs, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Last Christmas, and All I Want for Christmas Is You. Scott and Jay pick an obscure version of each, and May judges who brought the better track. Artists include Scott Weiland, Captain and Tennille, Jimmy Eat World, Postmodern Jukebox, Kurt Schneider, and the Holophonics. 'Tis the podcast on episode on April 26th titled Blessed Are the Pure Heart, For They Shall See God, Little Drummer Boy. Journey with the elves back to the wonderful world of Rankin-Bass to discuss the 1968 holiday special, The Little Drummer Boy. As is always the case when the hosts cover a Rankin-Bass special, opinions are all over the place on this one, with one elf defending the special, one elf enjoying it more than the other Rankin-Bass specials previously covered, and one absolutely hating it. Meanwhile, opinions voiced by their listeners are on opposite ends of the spectrum. People either really enjoyed it or really disliked it. There doesn't seem to be middle ground. Discussed in this episode are the racist stereotypes perpetuated by character designs and historical inaccuracies in the special, the origins of the traditional carol version of The Little Drummer Boy, Apple's recent unveiling event, Michael Keaton's officially announced return to the role of Batman in the upcoming The Flash movie, some fascinating Disney trivia that Anthony learned about in a recent episode of one of his favorite podcasts, Disorder, every Disney film, and much, much more. All of it together makes for a fun, fascinating episode you'll want to be sure you don't miss. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on April 26 titled Making a Christmas Album with Michael Sinatra. Ken talks to singer Michael Sinatra about his Christmas album, An Old-Fashioned Christmas, and the plans he has for a follow-up Christmas album due later this year. Tinsel Toons podcast had an episode on the 27th titled Fairy Tale of New York. Dwayne looks into the song Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. He also finds out the five most popular songs to New Zealand in an animated Christmas light display. And he closes out the episode with a listen to the first chapter of the audio telling of A Christmas Carol on record from his new Christmas record collection. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on April 27th titled Only Fools and Heroes Part 1 with Adam, Jack, and Steve. Jerry's talking Only Fools and Heroes with three, yes, three great chaps. That's right, it's a Christmas Fantastic Four. Adam Parker Sibben from Merry Britsmas, Jack Ford from Total Christmas, and Steve Beach from Uplifting House Sessions join him to talk this British classic. They got Del Boy, Rodders, and Granddad up to their shenanigans on Christmas. Yes, there's undercooked turkey and green stuff, an afternoon Christmas snooze, and a night out at the club. What could be more Christmassy than that? So grab your gold chains and your book on body language and enjoy this ultimate British team-up. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on April 28th titled Minute 57, Cookies from Bloomingdale's. Cornelia offers Santa some chocolate chip cookies from Bloomingdale's. Santa helps himself to some cookies before saying goodbye for now. The next day, it's Christmas and Patch's shoddily produced toys start falling apart, much to the disappointment of kids everywhere, or at least somewhere in Texas. John and Ben take a deep dive into what Santa calls his favorite cookies, reveals what Cornelia thinks of the nickname Corny, search for an obscure TBS promo, learn that friendship is magic, and much more. Join them as they discuss Minute 57 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis the Podcast had an episode on April 29th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 13, Christmas Time is Here, as read by Mike Westfall of Advent Calendar House. It's the 14th official installment of Another Christmas Story. Mike Westfall of the always amazing, nostalgic, informative, and hilarious Advent Calendar House will read to all of you Chapter 13 of Anthony's tale, entitled Christmas Time is Here. Within this chapter, we switch back to the perspectives of Aaron Rankin and his classmates on their Christmas Eve field trip to New York City.
Is your house on fire, Clark?
No, Bethany, those are Christmas lights.
Don't throw me down, Clark.
I'll try not to, Aunt Bethany.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he has done as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts. So if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to or have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcasts.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Astin, and let me know. I also love hearing from you, so you can let me know what you think of this podcast, and or you can even let me know if there's anything you'd like me to talk about in future podcasts. Also, I encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts. You can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.